The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And you know, Melody and I were talking before the break. My daughter, this morning, I was telling her about the radio show, and she said, you know, what you just told me, that sounds like that's pretty scripted. I'm like, okay, fine. Whatever.
Out of the mouth of babes.
So the show is largely unscripted. That first part, it does change a little bit from time to time, but that part is pretty much scripted. So just so you know, we understand, we know that part, the 1% might be scripted.
Our intros. It's a branding thing, though.
Come exactly. We want you to be identify who we are, you know, so there you go. So, but my daughter, keeping me honest, and some point in the future, my wife, my daughters, they're going to come on there. We're going to do some family sort of history about the company, things like that. So you can look for that sometime in the future, but that'll be fun. My daughters will come in. My one daughter's very excited. My other daughter, Courtney, not very excited because she says, do I really have to talk? I'm like, yes, you do. She goes, gosh, it's so much work. But anyway, Cassidy, she's just like me. No That's problem. Okay. So
Cassidy will make up for where Courtney is more withdrawn. But yes, two very different personalities.
More visible with Cassidy, not so visible with Courtney. Yeah,
Cass kind of puts it out there. And Courtney, you got to be a little more one-on-one with her, you know, like whereas Cassidy's like the life of the party and Courtney is, she's the life of the one-on-one relationship. That's really what it is. It's kind of.
Yes.
It's nice to have both.
Exactly.
Your girls are very well balanced.
Yeah. Look at this. We're just starting off. See, unscripted. Just this morning, I saw this little quick little quippy thing on Facebook, actually. Speaking of social media. And the son goes, Father, he goes, so what does it mean to be a man? Dad goes, well, you need to be responsible and you need to take care of your family. He goes, that's good. He goes, so you're right. He goes, I want to be a man someday, just like mom. So shout out to you, lady. You moms out there. Julie. Yeah, Julie got a good laugh out of that one, too. So anyway, Melody hadn't even heard that one yet.
That's a good one. So. Yeah, you guys got to enjoy the raw cackle over here.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, we hope you're enjoying all this. But before we continue on, we should remind all of you, you can connect to us. We have lots of ways to do so. And Melody can tell all of you how you can do that.
Well, you can find all of our resources at our hub, cohradio.com. It will link you over to crossroadsofhealthradio.com. So if you're one of our original listeners, thank you for hanging in there with us all these years.
Yes.
But yeah, you can now use the little shortcut, type less, cohradio.com. And that will also link you from that website over to emeraldlabs.com if you want some more informational data on the formulas that we make. Also to the web affiliate supplements.one, that's supplements.one, who we have a nice exclusive little arrangement here where they honor these wonderful codes that we give out to you guys during our Getting to Know You segment. And that those codes will save you on average, an additional 40% or more off of their 10% everyday ongoing pricing on the featured formulas for whatever we're talking about that week. So this week, Rick, what are we talking about?
I forgot to mention that. I know people have asked me through the years. They said, so if you were going to take one supplement, what would you take? And I said, well, actually, I usually tell them the top two because they're kind of work together. But I said, of course, our multis. I take our 45 plus 4 day. Personally, sometimes I actually even take the prenatal, which is kind of funny, but because it's the only supplement we have that has iron. And if I'm a little low on iron, I might take that.
But now we've got the gentle iron.
There you go. So anyway, so multis is our show today. All of our multis, we have Melody, I don't know, 17. You always know this.
11 unique formulas tied up in 16 SKUs.
16. There you go. So anyway, multis are really, really crucial. And we're going to get into why ours are different than most of the multis you'll find out there. There are many different reasons why multis run anywhere from A+ to F. honestly. And I would just tell all of you, you can't really spend $8 on a multi in a tablet and hope to get something that's going to give you good results. But if you stay tuned for the whole show, we will tell you all those reasons why you should consider our multis over other multis and how you can sort of make some of those comparisons. But before we get further into that, we want to go through our talking points. This week, we both have some interesting ones for you. I actually have one on hemorrhoids. This is something that plagues, I'm reading here, 50 to 75% of Americans suffer from hemorrhoids. So that's quite a lot of you out there.
And it's also a friendly reminder that this show basically has no taboo topics. We will talk about all the health issues that might be uncomfortable to talk about, but that do affect so many different people.
Exactly. And I actually, last year, I had my first hemorrhoid ever in my life. I'm 54 years old. And it was, I'm going to read a little bit more on it, but it's when blood vessels sort of run close to the surface in your, you know, in your large intestine towards the anal opening. And anyway, it was like a little tight balloon back there. I remember kind of in the bathtub, I go, oh, wow, this is like, it feels like seriously like it blew up a little balloon. And I am going to say this. I told my wife, I said, you know, it gives a whole new meaning to the word bubble butt. My wife's like, you're not really going to say that, are you? I go, don't know.
There's probably a lot of things that Julie says, you're not really going to say that, are you?
Yes, I am the man without a filter, she says. So there you go. But when I was in high school, I got called a bubble butt. My daughters are like, is that even a thing, that term? I go, yeah, it's been around at least since the 80s. I remember people, oh, he has a bubble butt.
A round-shaped derriere, but there. I've never looked at yours, Rick. I have no plans to.
Okay,
but there you go. But my husband, I would probably say, might have one too. He's going to love this when he...
Yeah, right. You know,
but my daughter, one of my daughters, I would say she has a little tiny bubble butt.
There you go. You know, our executive producer, she might just cut out this whole segment. Who knows? But anyway.
Probably.
Yeah, so, okay, so back to hemorrhoids. So it is estimated that 50 to 75% of Americans suffer from hemorrhoids at least once, and nearly one-third of the population has an ongoing problem with this often painful condition. Yes, I can concur. Painful. It's more painful than you would think. And I'm going to give you a little story at the end here, what I did. But anyway, hemorrhoids are usually caused by increased pressure on the veins of the anus and the rectum. The pressure inflames and swells the veins much in the same way that pressure on the veins of the legs creates varicose veins. Increased pressure on the anal veins can occur for many reasons, but is most commonly the result of constipation, especially straining to pass stools, and pregnancy and childbirth. There may also be a genetic component to this disorder. Hemorrhoids can be divided into three categories. Internal hemorrhoids develop inside the rectum where they cannot be seen because they are usually painless. You may not even be aware of them unless they bleed. External hemorrhoids are located at the lower end of the anal canal, at the opening of the anus and under the skin. They are likely to become inflamed. When they do, they turn blue or purple and feel tender to the touch. Because of the high number of nerves in the anus, these hemorrhoids can be quite painful. If an internal hemorrhoid becomes enlarged, it may collapse and descend so that it partially protrudes outside of the anus. These lumpy-looking masses of tissue are called prolapsed hemorrhoids. They usually appear after a bowel movement and produce both mucus and heavy bleeding. Prolapsed hemorrhoids can be excruciatingly painful. I don't think that was me. Most of the hemorrhoids are linked in some way to lack of dietary fiber. That was not my issue. I'll explain to you what happened with me. They are best treated at home with increased fiber intake, detoxification, and soothing treatments for the pain and the itching. If your hemorrhoids don't improve with these conservative strategies, see a doctor about more aggressive treatments. In rare cases, surgery is required to remove large and very painful hemorrhoids. If you have any rectal bleeding at all, consult with a doctor so that he or she can rule out a more serious underlying condition. I'm going to give you some practical helps too with hemorrhoids, but I will tell you with mine, I take our Super Cleanse every day. I don't really have any constipation problems, but I've always had bowel issues since I was very young. And so I think I probably always had these blood vessels around my rectum that run close to the surface. So sometimes I'm just trying to take care of business. And when I was younger, you can just sort of get in there and sort of push hard and get things done. Yep. I'm sorry, it's a little graphic, but I've realized as you get older, the integrity of your blood vessels is weakened just by aging. And so I think I remember the day I was just like, I'm just taking care of business. And I've honestly realized as I've gotten in my 50s that certain things you just can't do when you were 20 or 30. And so those blood vessels, I think I just ballooned one out because it, and when I was younger, it didn't matter. But I will tell you the story is Mark Stengler said, well, you can get some, you know, something cold and put it on the area, you know, reduce inflammation with something cold. So my wife, she had gone to a local market and got a nice bag of frozen blueberries. And so I was like, oh, those, I always remember the whole thing about the peas, guys that had a vasectomy. They said, oh, peas work really good for that. And I said, oh, the blueberries. I just formed those things up into like a little mountain and just sort of sat right down. And it was like, oh, that was so nice. And when I was done, I said, you know what? The good news is, Courtney, my daughter, I said, when I'm done, I can just flatten it back out, put it right back in the freezer because they're in the bag. It's fine. You don't have to worry. I didn't touch the blueberries. She's like, don't you dare, father. If you do that, I will kill you. And I said, I'll tell you what. Instead of doing that, I said, we'll just return them to the local market. It'll be fine. No, I'm just kidding. We didn't do that. No, I threw them in the trash as my wife directed me. And yes, that was that. So
yes, let's not have blueberry pancakes at your house.
Yeah, I got rid of them, but it really did help. And actually, you know, we're out of time for this segment. There's a couple of things I'll just talk about briefly when we come back on hemorrhoids and practical helps. But please stay tuned and we'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium, as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated. To learn more, visit www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Or you can find Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium at health food stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's supplements.one.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, virtually unscripted, except for our intros. And if you missed any part of our first segment, you can catch that at cohradio.com. You can also catch any of our archives from previous shows. You can connect to emeraldlabs.com, which is our company website, or supplements.one, our web affiliate. And then we also have links on there where you can go to our Facebook page or our Instagram page, which are both signed at COH Radio. So, and then we also do have at Emerald I'm Free. So all of those little hubs you can find just by going to COH Radio. Now, before the break, Rick's talking point was actually on an issue that affects tons of people, but not everybody's willing to talk about it. So we are.
Sure.
And that is hemorrhoids. And I was just telling him during the break that, you know, my closest experience really with hemorrhoid cream was actually purchasing it because I heard it was a beauty hack to help depuff eyes because it restricts, you know, blood flow temporarily. So as a beauty hack, because I'm a makeup artist now, I will tell you that the one time that I actually did try it, I felt like it was just too greasy. But anyways, I'm pretty sure that Tyra Banks brought that up on like America's Next Top Model or something years ago. I really can't remember, but I think it was from her.
I think I've heard that somewhere. And by the way, Melody, she recently taught my girls how to do their makeup. And I'm just going to make sure there wasn't any talk of Preparation H on or any such thing, right? No. Okay, no. Good. All right, just checking. Okay.
No, but if you find yourself well stocked, yeah, that it's not from me.
Yeah, okay, good. All right. Okay, anyway, so we're going to finish up hemorrhoids. A couple things that are practical. Just a study of 51 pregnant women found that supplementation of bilberry significantly improved the pain, the burning, and the itching associated with hemorrhoids. So that's one thing that's good to know. And there's something called the Kesey technique. A procedure known as the Kesey technique, also referred to as hemorrhoid olysis, is available from alternative doctors or integrative doctors. This procedure, which takes about 10 minutes per treatment, utilizes a galvanic current to shrink hemorrhoidal tissue. During this painless procedure, the practitioner touches the protruding hemorrhoid or hemorrhoids with an electrode probe that conducts an electrical current. The result is shrinkage of the tissue over the following 10 days. Severe cases may require a series of treatments. So those are just some things that are good. And then supplementally speaking, butcher's broom, taking a standardized extract that gives you 200 to 300 milligrams of rescogenins, R-U-S-C-O-G-E-N-I-N-S. Daily, rescogenins are believed to constrict and reduce inflammation of hemorrhoidal tissue. Pycnaginol, 100 milligrams twice daily. Horse chestnut, you can take a standardized extract that contains 100 milligrams of acin, A-E-S-C-I-N, daily. And then there's some other things too, witch hazel. I can tell you when I had mine taking Epsom salt baths, and honestly, just doing that, every time I had a bowel movement, I would take an Epsom salt bath just to kind of clean out the area, because that's where the itching comes from, because you're getting a lot of bacteria and things. So just clean it out. That would result. So I would take a bath, kind of just, and that would help sort of calm the area because the magnesium is a muscle relaxant. And then I would come out and break out the old blueberries, and it was good. And that was just that was my little system. So anyway, and then Dr. Singer talks about a bioflavonoid complex that you're trying to build the integrity of the blood vessels, so you're less likely to get hemorrhoids, and then also in the healing process. So those are some things you can do that might be helpful. But I can just tell you, it was very painful. And since I never had one, I'm like, what in the heck?
It's interesting that there's some things that they recommend avoiding too, like fats and oils, which slow down the digestive system, caffeine and alcohol, which are dehydrating, sugars and spicy foods. And then they also reference some food allergies that can commonly lead to hemorrhoids, which is like milk, wheat, citrus fruit, tomatoes, peanuts. So all of those things are things that might be helpful to avoid.
Absolutely. So anyway, I know Melody has a good talking point, something that's perhaps less of a sensitive issue, perhaps. And I hope you don't mind. I've always had bowel issues since I was a kid. Those of you who listen know that. And it's a subject that's sort of near and dear to my heart, because having good bowel health changed my life dramatically. But
yeah,
anyway.
But you know what? People do need to talk about it, because it's like, I don't think that it really helps to make things taboo when it comes to medical issues that affect people, because you know, we all function the same way. Like, bowel issues are something that can affect any of us because we all have them. We all use the restroom. We, you know, some of us have issues. And so, I mean, that's why I actually really appreciate that you are open about it, even though it might make us chuckle. But that's just because so many people are not comfortable talking about it.
Hey, it's great. When your bowels are working, the plumbing's working right, life is good in a physical sense. And I remember my dad, I just reminded this when I was a kid. He always told my brother and I, when you shake someone's hand, firm handshake, period. That's one thing we learned. The other thing he said, you know, when you talk to someone, don't beat around the bush. All right, Melody. So what do you have this week for everyone?
So what I wanted to talk about is just something that can be a hospital complication. Actually, recently we had family members who were hospitalized. And, you know, I think every family kind of goes through certain scares, medical or otherwise. And, you know, so this is an interesting topic as it pertains to certain things, you know, that are current events in my life.
Yeah.
So it says here, one of the absolute deadliest conditions in the world and a top cause of hospital deaths right here in the U.S. has a completely natural solution. It's not just safe. It's also been proven in studies to be more than 90% effective. So what's mainstream medicine doing about it? It's actually worse than nothing. They're ignoring this life-saving natural therapy and working on a drug instead. And they're already claiming that this drug, not the natural therapy, is going to be the cure for sepsis, a deadly complication that plays a role in the deaths of 270,000 Americans every year. So that's over a quarter of a million Americans die of sepsis. If you've ever needed proof that the drug industry's sole goal is to take in big money and not to save lives, it's here right now. Instead of getting everyone focused on the inexpensive treatment that's already here, they're building hype for an upcoming drug. They're claiming that it's the answer because it's not an antibiotic and can work no matter what bacteria are part of the sepsis. And sure, that sounds good if you believe, as the mainstream claims, that there is no solution for sepsis. But there may be. One of the first things to happen during septic shock is the body's level of vitamin C rapidly plunges, as if it's using everything it has, but simply doesn't have enough. The key is in raising those C levels as quickly as possible, and I mean quickly. This is a condition that can kill within hours, and this is written by Dr. Stengler. So, you know, He's a licensed naturopathic medical doctor, integrative specialist, and works, you know, as a clinician. He's in active practice. So when he says, and I mean quickly, this is a condition that can kill within hours, I mean, it's very serious. Oral vitamin C tablets don't actually work fast enough. Plus, the amounts you need can't be processed by the stomach. What's necessary is an intravenous vitamin C, also known as IVC, injected directly into the bloodstream. In a 2017 study, IVC combined with thiamine, aka vitamin B1, and low doses of the steroid hydrocortisone completely reversed sepsis in 43 of 47 patients. A second set of patients in the same study given conventional treatment suffered tragic results. 19 of the 47 died. Friends, that's a death rate of 40% for mainstream treatment versus just 9% for the IVC-based therapy. The researchers behind the study continued to use IVC, which again is intravenous vitamin C, and said that of another 150 patients, only one died from sepsis. A few others died due to the original condition. And all three patients in the most severe stages of sepsis, one that is almost always fatal, were helped. So they did not die of sepsis. So before you go into a hospital for any procedure or condition, ask the doc what the plan for sepsis is. You want everything they have. Don't reject conventional treatment, but rather make sure that the IVC regimen is added to it and get them to agree in advance to that plan in the unfortunate event that your life is ever on the line. So again, like I said, I've had family members hospitalized, and I've had family members hospitalized over the years as well for various things. And it is a very real thing to be concerned about. But, you know, part of the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because our show topic today is on the multivitamins. And even though it says here that, you know, oral vitamin C is not going to do enough when you really need it for sepsis, you need at that point to get the injection. We're using a really specialized form of vitamin C in all of the multis called Pureway C that actually has an average of a 12-hour retention time versus 4 to 6 hours of standard vitamin C. And the reason why I bring that up is because having this specialized form means that you've got added hours of protection from the vitamin C. So again, it says that it empties the tank. Like if you have vitamin C in your system, when your body is fighting off sepsis, it empties your tank and then you need the intravenous. But at least having your tank filled with a superior form means that you have round the clock protection. If you're taking the multis and then 12 hours later, you know, you're taking your Pureway C to cover you throughout the night. And I say throughout the night because typically you're going to want to take your multis in the morning because those B vitamins are natural energy producers. So if you take them at night, you might not be sleeping as well as you'd like to. So, and I know I just kind of ran us up to the break, Rick, but did you have anything to add to that?
Well, I want to just remember with vitamin C, I mean, some of the people that suffer from septic shock, if you had adequate levels of vitamin C in the first place, or you had adequate nutrition, you may not have been one of those people, perhaps, you know, so it's more important to lay the right foundation.
Yes.
Certainly if you get septic shock, it's great to know that there are natural ways that you can deal with it. Boy, I sure wouldn't want to be part of that study. I don't know how they even did that. People died, and you know, that's like, oh, we're going to conduct this study. And so I don't even know.
I have to wonder if it was like a gathering of information after the fact, because
yeah,
it seems like, hey, I'd like to volunteer for this study.
Yeah,
my life is on the line right now. But,
hey,
you know,
give me that conventional treatment. I'll try it. Yeah, the risk is like 50%. You're not going to make it. It's like, ooh.
Which may be why it's like sort of a relatively smaller study, but I would imagine it must be like stuff gathered after the fact.
Yeah, it was really interesting, though. That stuff is really good to know. And there are a lot of solutions like that out there, but you have to dig them out. And that's why Melody and I are here to try and help you, so you have some understanding of such things. So anyway, we're out of time. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll get into the multis when we come back.
Let's face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and/or itchy eyes, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by natural pollen, airborne pollutants, and other related allergens. You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it's also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Labs Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes to help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common food sensitivities. Emerald Labs Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald can be found at fine health retailers nationwide or at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson. Today, we have a show on multivitamins. But if you missed any part of the show, our talking points today were on hemorrhoids and on sepsis. You can go ahead and catch earlier parts of the show at cohradio.com. But you can also check out, you know, past archive shows or link through to emeraldlabs.com or supplements.one or social media pages. We would like to just do a really nice little 40,000 foot view. Rick, is that what you would call it?
I usually do 30,000. 40 is a little high.
30,000. Okay. Yeah. 30,000 foot view of all of the things that are sort of universally applicable to all of the multis. We do have 11 unique formulas, and in those 11 unique formulas, they actually make up 16 different products because certain products come in multiple sizes. But I'm going to go ahead and hand you on over to Rick.
There you go. Well, Melody and I, we have sort of different processes the way we go through things. Melody's really excellent on all the really intimate details, all those really fine details. And so a lot of times I let her address those things because she just is really good on that stuff. I'm kind of a big picture, kind of bottom line kind of guy. So I never know exactly what I'm going to say, but I was like, you know, I'll start off with the multis. So yeah, the 30,000 foot, you wouldn't be able to see anything with 40. It's 30,000.
Too far away.
Yeah, totally. So anyway, so I guess I was just going to go back to kind of the beginning with the multis. You know, when we started with the multis in Emerald, we started with one multi formula that had four capsules in it. And the reason we did that was in a lot of multi-formulas, you get tablets. And the reason they do tablets is because you can cram a lot of material when you put it under 10,000 to 15,000 pounds per square inch. You know, when you put that much pressure, you can get a lot more material in there. So that's why companies, one reason they do tablets, because you're always fighting how many minerals you can get in there. Minerals take a lot of real estate. So we decided to start with the four a day so we could get enough calcium, magnesium, and Mark Stengler wanted enough of the B vitamins and all these different things. So we started off with just one. And the multi-category is so, it's pretty saturated out there. And you're dealing with a lot of big companies with a lot of money. I really didn't think it would do that well because there's so many multis. But what we found out as we looked more, you know, you always have sort of what I call them sort of garbage multis, the one dailies that you find at all them in the big box stores and all that. Those are typically, I would never take one of those because they're low levels of B vitamins that aren't going to give you hardly any result. And the minerals are garbage forms of minerals. But anyway, we started off with that one. And what we found was people really, they gravitated to our multi because it was an excellent multi. And because of the form, the way Mark Singer had formulated with the methylfolate and the coenzymated Bs and the forms of minerals and the extra antioxidants and all these things, which we'll get into. But anyway, so then after we did the one day, then we ended up saying, oh, we should do a men's and women's. So we did a men's and women's high potency. Then I remember a guy at a local health food store, he said, you know, I'm just telling you, a lot of people, they won't spend the money for the 4 day, but they'll spend the money for the one a day, and then they'll trade up if it works for them. And I was like, well, you can't get a lot of material in a one daily. He goes, they don't care. He goes, just give them the best that you can. So Mark Singer said, we want to give them therapeutic doses on the B vitamins. If we have to cut back on the minerals because we can't get them all in there, that's fine. We give them everything we can in the one daily. But the price point is just a lot easier for a lot of people. All of our one dailies are priced in the teens, pretty much. Yes. I think so. So, you know, but nothing's going to be, we can't make anything quality for $8 retail. It's just not going to work, even $10. Just, you can't make a quality multi for that. So anyway, so that's kind of, we just, that's how it kind of developed. And we ended up having all these different multis because people kept asking, do you have this? Do you have that? And then we had the one daily men's 45 plus, and we had the prenatal, and now we're thinking about developing some other multis, maybe a teen multi and different things. But I will tell you, these are some of our top selling products in everything we do because they are functional. They are therapeutic. The forms and nutrients are excellent. And we just do things the way we do, so you are going to get the benefit from them, and we're going to get into all that. So I guess that's my 30,000 foot. I could say lots of other things about additive free and all that other stuff, but I would just, and I guess I will say, we have our raw whole food blend in these multis, which means you're getting therapeutic dosing levels on probiotics, which is that's a big buzzword now, and even in the mainstream media, I've been talking about it since the 80s. But probiotics are super important because you need to have the right bowel ecology. So we have those in our multis at therapeutic dosing levels, not fairy dusting amounts, but real levels that will really help you. So anyway, so with that, we should get into some of the specifics. So I'm going to hand it back to Melody to sort of kick that part off.
Well, I think it's a good point that you do bring up pricing as well, because number one, like you find a lot of quote unquote clinical formulas. If a doctor is associated with a line of products, typically the markup at a retail level is astronomical. Like it's right. Really, really hard for people to approach. But if they're latched on enough to that doctor, a lot of people will pay the money, and it's just a struggle. So I will tell you that as far as like pricing on these, it's very, very reasonable because you are really, truly getting results. And one of the things in specifically with multis that I have I'm really passionate about the multis too, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you take, it matters what you absorb. And the thing that you will waste the most money on is something that does not work for you. And I think the reason why this hits me so hard personally is because so many years ago, more than a decade ago, it's been, I think, well over 16 years now that I've been in this industry, maybe close to that.
Wow.
I used to think that I was doing the best thing for myself, and I went to the sports nutrition chain store and I would buy the most expensive one daily tablet that they carried, thinking that I was doing the very best thing I could for myself. And, you know, it had that effect that riboflavin does, where it made my urine turn yellow. And I thought, oh, this is great. I'm going to get something out of this. And then I really learned about what additives do and what the compression in tablets can do to things, and, you know, how hard it can be for the body to break things down. And nutrient forms. And I realized I was doing it all wrong for so long. And I was spending multiple times what we charge for our multis for something that was by all rights inferior to what we do here. So anyways, I get really passionate about this topic as well.
Inferior on so many different fronts.
Yes.
We add so many things in here that are important for you that are the multis they don't even think about. And it's just, I can't say enough about these multis, and really because Mark Stengler helped us develop them. It's not like, oh, look at how great I am. It says this is a collaboration in Emerald Labs between Mark Stengler with his clinical experience helping us formulate, you know, me having the manufacturing company, be able to do that according to the FDA guidelines and the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, having the in-house lab, all these things all work together to be able to provide what we provide to all of you.
Yes. And you will find consistently, not just in the multis, but in all of our formulas, you will see that we are using branded forms of ingredients. We're using superior forms of nutrients throughout the multis and throughout the Emerald line. You're going to find that we're using albumin chelated minerals. The body doesn't produce minerals, so it can be very hard for the body to absorb minerals. And so we use the albumin chelates. They're a U.S.-based company. They have they have actually they've done hundreds of human clinical studies on mineral chelation and absorption. So they are considered the gold standard in this industry. So if anybody understands that, then Albion, they understand, is really top shelf. We also use, like I mentioned before the break and in our previous segment, Pureway C. So a lot of vitamin C's out there, they only have about a 4 to 5 hour retention time. Pureway C is unique. It gives you 12 hours of coverage, of antioxidant coverage. And then we are also avoiding things like soy and because soy can be estrogenic. So we use sunflower-based vitamin E. There are certain things where when you say the word synthetic, people, you know, freak out and think, oh, synthetic, it's like you're making something out of polyester or something. But there are things that I would consider true synthetics. And then there are many, many, many things that are synthesized in a lab. And that is to ensure that you are getting purity, quality, consistent results every time you take a product. So being synthesized in a lab is not the same thing as being synthetic. What I consider to be synthetic is something that is not bioidentical, something that the body will not recognize as being natural, but will still process and try to absorb. And you will not get the same results from that you will from a bioidentical or something that is naturally sourced.
And I'm sorry, and I just have to interject there. Yeah, it's almost like an exercise in misdirection and misinformation. The term synthetic, you know, when we talk, I've used the term too. When you talk about prescription meds, I say, well, those are synthetic. Well, but they're not, those are not natural molecules, and the body does not recognize them as natural molecules. So the term bioidentical, you know, the term natural is thrown around very loosely. See, I would say bioidentical is nature, because that is the same molecule that nature has given us. But to give you, you know, vitamin C from oranges, let's say, it would, the cost of the vitamin C raw material would be astronomical. Nobody could afford it. So these are, you know, many of these nutrients are produced in commercial labs out there, vitamin B1, vitamin B2, and through different processes. Vitamin B2 is produced through a fermentation process. Vitamin C is produced, I think it starts often as sorbitol. But Pureway C is a little bit different than standard. I was talking about ascorbic acid. Pureway C is different. And all these things, you know, vitamin E is coming from sunflower, and then they're extracting off the vitamin E out of that. So there's so many different things. The bioidentical is really the key here. It has to be the same molecule that you find in nature in the food. But don't be deceived on these, you know, synthetic, synthesized. You know, I think it would be more unnatural versus natural. Mm-hmm. You know, drugs are not natural. Vitamin B1 is natural because that's how it comes in the food supply. Is that helpful?
It is. I also think too that while it's really good to eat as healthy as you can, it's really good to eat an organic diet full of, you know, fruits and vegetables, colorful foods, try and avoid, you know, things with hormones in them, et cetera, et cetera. The fact is, you really, even with the best diet, you actually cannot determine what you're getting and if you're getting the amount of certain nutrients that you need to minimally prevent disease states. But also too, you know, like you were saying with oranges, we do have some great, like, you know, natural superfoods that we'll talk about in another show, but you can't take enough volume on some of those things to get like higher doses of like a vitamin C without having some serious gut interaction either. So right, there's a whole lot to it, but
yep.
I think, and I ran us through the break.
Once again, we're out of time. So we're going to finish up Maltese when we come back. Please stay tuned. We'll give you the code to save a lot of money this week, because I want y'all to have access to the Maltese. So please stay tuned.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. Today, we're talking about multis and why the Emerald Labs multis are really unlike any other multi you're going to find out there. I mean, there are some good quality ones, but these are A-plus gold standard multis for a myriad of reasons, which we've already talked about, and we're going to do some more about why they're different in this segment. But before we get into all that, if you are just tuning in, you can check out these shows at cohradio.com. That's kind of our hub. You can get archive shows there. You can pick up the rest of this show. If you're just joining in, you can check us out on social media, on Instagram at cohradio or at emeraldimefree, facebook.com/cohradio. So check those things out. And this week, every week we have a code so you can get discounts on. And this week, all of our multis, we are going to give you 50% off every single multi this week.
On so, top of that 10% discount that's already there.
So it's below wholesale. You're getting it cheaper than the local health food store gets it just for this week only, just because I want you all to have access to these multis. Please check it out. We're here to serve you. We're here to help you. We're here to just give you something that can truly benefit you in your life at a biological level. So anyway, but we need to finish up talking about these products. So Melody has a bunch more stuff she wants to talk about.
Well, we've been talking about all these great forms of nutrients here. And one of the things that is just such a highlight in these formulas is the B vitamin choices that we make. So we are using R5P and P5P forms of B2 and B6 in here. Those are really essential for so many different functions. Some people have asked, oh, you know, why wouldn't you use it on certain other forms? And the reason why is because with certain forms of Bs, there's actually no conversion issue and the body doesn't have a problem with it. It doesn't matter how old or young you are. There's really no issue. But because those two are so essential, Dr. Stengler felt it was really necessary to have those two in that coenzymated form. We also would never veer away from methylcobalamin. That is the methylated form of B12. That is really essential. It is far superior to cyanocobalamin, which is a much cheaper and less bioavailable form that you still do find, unfortunately, in certain formulas. There are formulas out there, but we use only the methylcobalamin, and we use pure methylated folate. And there's a really technical little term for it. It's 6SM methyl and tetrahydrofolate MTHF. So when you see that on there, that is methylated B9. And the reason why this is so important is because there's actually a genetic issue for almost half of you out there. Over 46% of Americans have a genetic defect to one or both of their MTHFR genes. And what those genes are responsible to do is to produce the enzyme that is needed to methylate or convert B9 into the form the body can use. Now, why is this so key? Because folate deficiency is associated universally with high homocysteine. High homocysteine is a marker for premature heart attack and stroke. It's also associated with the potential development of Alzheimer's later in life, but it's also a key nutrient in early fetal development. Those first couple weeks that a woman doesn't even know she's pregnant, her body is using that B9 to help form a healthy little baby. So you can have a significantly higher risk of having a neural tube defect, of your baby being born with a neural tube defect, if you are folate deficient because of an MTHFR gene deficiency. So universally, we use those throughout these multivitamins. That makes these very unique and very essential for everyone's health.
We really just sort of touched the surface of what is in so many of these multis. I want to pick up a couple other things just as by way of reminder. Even our most basic multi, our one daily, just kind of our unisex one daily multi, that the complete, right, Mel? The complete.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That has alpha lipoic acid, which is not a cheap raw material. Alpha lipoic acid is a powerful antioxidant. It has been shown to recycle vitamin E and vitamin C in the body and in studies. So it basically repotentiates those to make them more effective as antioxidants. We also put European grapeseed extract, another very expensive raw material. We put it in every single one of the multis, even down to like the basic complete that we have, because it's so important for as a cardioprotective. And so much of the grapeseed extract out there is not manufactured in Europe according to the European standards. And you're effectively getting zero benefit from it, because the oligomeric proanthocyanidins actually are high atomic weight instead of low atomic weight the way the Europeans manufacture them. So that means it's a big molecule that you cannot get into the bloodstream. So you need it manufactured according to the European standards, which costs about four times more than the standard grape seed, maybe three to four times more, but it's a lot more expensive. We use it because that is what the original research is based upon. That is what's going to give you results. So just things like that. And then we use CoQ10 in many of the formulas, which is great as a cardioprotective for energy function. We put glutathione. Did you talk about the prenatal too?
No, not yet.
So I'm going to give it back to Mel to talk about a couple other things.
Yeah. Right. So the cetriol glutathione, like you mentioned, that's going to be in all the 45 plus formulas. So in the one dailies, we have the standard one daily. We have women's, we have men's, and women's over 45. And then we have a prenatal one daily. And then in the high potencies, we have a men's 45 plus, a women's 45 plus, a prenatal, and a standard non-gender specific. And then we also have a two daily. So in those one daily multis, all of them except the prenatal also come in a 2 month size. So that summarizes everything. But with the prenatals, you actually get twice the amount of that methylated folate, that B9 that's so key for early fetal development. You also get some ginger and gentle iron. It's the only formula that we put the gentle iron in, because otherwise you really need to be tested and make sure you're taking the amount that your body needs, or you can have liver toxicity issues. But we do have gentle iron also as a standalone. It's an albumin chelate. It's non-constipative, which is so important for pregnant ladies. With the men's, you get additional lycopene and zinc. With the 45 plus, you get that L-glutathione. You also get saw palmetto added. With the women's, you get additional calcium and B6. With the women's 45 plus formulas, you get the addition of the L-glutathione and broccoli standardized on sulforaphane to help the body detox from any strange estrogens, drinking from water bottles, eating meats that are not organic, that may have been treated with hormones, drinking milk that has hormones in it, et cetera, et cetera. But oh my gosh, this show has gone by so fast.
We could talk about these multis for 3 hours, but we won't do that to you. So you're going to have to check out our shows. We do shows on multis at least a couple times throughout the year. We sort of highlight different things in the show, so you always get some new information. So please, again, go to COH Radio and check out old archive shows if you're so interested. But we need to get to our getting to know you. So what are we doing this week, Melody?
So Rick, we're talking about Seres. S-E-R-I-E-S will be the code to save an additional 50% off of the already discounted 10% pricing on supplements.one for any of the Emerald Multis this week. And the reason we wanted to talk about this is because, you know, we both have TV series that we enjoy.
Yes, actually, well, our family, I'll just speak for myself and for my girls and my wife, we like Survivor. My wife and I have watched every season of Survivor since the beginning. I'm kind of a human interest kind of personality. All that stuff is really interesting to me. I really enjoyed psychology when I was a kid, just why people do what they do. And so we just find Survivor very interesting. And I don't know, I've got so many other shows that I sort of have liked throughout the years, but I've always sort of liked Law and Order. Attorneys are interesting in court because, again, you have sort of the human interest. You're dealing with juries and you know, guilty people and innocent people. And I find that interesting. So I always like Law and Order, too. So anyway, yeah. What about you, Melody?
You know, as far as like law shows go, I did get into The Good Wife. I watched almost every episode of that show, but kind of missed like the last seasons. But my big thing is true crime documentaries. I am also an interrelational person. I'm a people person. And psychology fascinates me. So, I mean, like I've watched one on Ted Bundy. I watched one on Elizabeth Smart, which was really painful because I read that book. And most recently on Casey Anthony. So I get a little fired up when I'm watching them, but I find them fascinating. With the code SERIES, S-E-R-I-E-S, you will save an additional 50% off of any single one of the Emerald Multis this week only on supplements.one, supplements.one.
And that's it. Thank you for tuning in with us. And please join us again next week for another episode of Crossroads of Health.